The St. Petersburg City Council voted today to authorize negotiations with two developers to redevelop Tropicana Field to pay for the proposed waterfront ballpark for the Tampa Bay Rays. Councilman Kurt Paulson was the only board member to dissent. As the council continues to gather information about putting up a possible ballot measure on the proposed park, opponents have questioned if contaminated soil below the site of Tropicana Field exists, and if that means the taxpayers could be forced to spend millions to clean it up. That led to this amendment to the resolution authored by Councilman Jim Kennedy today to give the city legal protection.
Ensure that the city incurs no financial risk in excess of guaranteed revenues generated by the agreement. That the selected developer provide a financial guarantee to ensure the development project will be completed within a defined time frame stated in the agreement, and that the city does not become liable for unforeseen or underestimated costs.
The group POW, Preserve Our Wallington Waterfront, has made the claim about the contamination, but the city has said that only a modest amount of contaminated soil was left at the site and that it poses no harm to the public or the environment. Nevertheless, Council Chairman Jamie Bennett said he liked Kennedy's amendment to address these concerns.
As the groups have come in and told us, though there is something out there, if there is something out there, then we do want to know where we sit with that. And I think there is that comfort level. And I think council needs that comfort level every time we go through a step of this process.
The two developers still in the mix is the Hines Group from Houston, who is offering $50 million for the land, and Washington, D.C.-based Archstone Madison, who was offered a 98-year lease at $1 million to $2 million a year. The council has to decide by June 5th whether or not to put a measure on the November ballot, asking the citizens whether or not to approve building the new park on the waterfront. That's just 5 weeks away, and several council members said they were getting antsy about getting financial information from the Rays. Councilmember Leslie Curran.
Whose time schedule are we following? The Rays or ours? I mean, should we not have a say in when we want? I mean, right now, I agree with Councilmember Danner. There's a lot of information that we don't have to even begin to make a decision of this magnitude.
That led to other council members to say that the sooner they get the information, the better. Councilman Jeff Danner.
What I hope we get to by June 5th is the decision to put it on the referendum, but the question is, do you want a stadium on the waterfront that will have the information on the redevelopment, the environmental issues will be addressed, the financial piece will be in place, and it's not going to be, we're going to put this on the referendum and get the information as we go.
Right.
That on June 5th, the only question we're really going to have to craft for the referendum is, do you want a stadium on the waterfront?